This is R&R Constructions. How can I help you?
Hi. How am I, honey, again?
Hi, love.
Hi there. So, yes, I am actually calling in regards to the voicemail that you left. You mentioned that you requested to have the phone number on the website to be changed.
Because I went to go look. I mean, I was looking at another thing. Other things on other platforms and stuff. Because the truth is, he needs more leads. He's not getting enough leads. I love your page, and you're a lot easier, and I like the way that it records it because I'm running ragged everywhere, so I forget. So I go back on the voicemail. That's how I also got a hold of his wife's voice. But he needs he's not getting that many leads. So, I started going through the website, and it has yard number. It has the one number to call, and then it has my old number to text. And it's like that number is disconnected if you go to look at the page.
Okay. So, no, Alma, if we actually remove the call, because the one that's listed on the website, the 256-213-0707, that is actually your call tracking number.
Well, that one, yes, I know of that one. But if you go down all the way to the bottom of the page, that's not the right number. Mm-hmm.
256.
No, there is a little spot to where you. Go ahead.
Oh, it's actually the same. 256-213-0707.
Not when I go to look at it. As the customer goes to go look at it, no. It comes out as my number because I didn't even sign on my phone. I didn't even sign on my phone, and I went to go look at the page on my laptop and things, and on my other phone, and it's not that number.
Okay, let me go ahead. So, not the call tracking number appearing on your...
No, not on the top one, on the bottom.
Let me try that. Let me open your website using my phone. Okay, let's do this. Rand Construction. Okay, let's try. There's a missed R. Okay, so if I scroll down to the bottom.
It lets you fill in like where it says about and things like that on the very, very bottom.
The one I see is 256-213-0707.
I need to find a login and I can't freaking find my app.
Would you be able to send me a screenshot on your end, please?
I'm trying to get in there right now. The photo.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes as well, like for example, if we make some edits of the website, it may require to clear the cache just to make sure that updates are actually seen on the website.
Like I said, I'm making my own website page and stuff like that. I'm going to go for it, so I know what it is. Okay, so I'm on the mobile app one. Can you by chance look at the mobile app in the old version?
The mobile application?
So if I'm on my phone, I don't get, like I said, I don't get on the laptop, I don't get on nothing with that unless I'm connecting my phone to it. So as you're on there, I inserted the logo because I didn't have his logo on there. So I inserted the logo, but if you, when you get on the mobile app and you look straight at it, I don't know if yours is showing the same as mine. It says in white letters, "You're building experts," and then it says R&R Constructions General Contractor, and in big orange it says contract us. On the side, on the right, on the bottom, without touching the screen, you will see where it says MSS, and then it says and it has the phone.
Could you kindly send me a screenshot of that, please? I'll go ahead and review that one so I can see what you are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I sent it already. Okay, that's just right now what you see of the what I'm telling you about. So I'm going to click on it, and I'm going to show you what I mean when I touch it and click on it, and the number that comes out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, I clicked too much. That's not supposed to take me. When I go to click on it now, it's not letting me actually just touch it. It takes me to your text. But when I click, okay, so you see how on the bottom of the screenshot that I sent you, it says SMS?
Mm-hmm.
When you click on that, it has my old number.
Oh, the 256213. Oh.
Where do you see 213? I don't see 213.
Oh, yeah, when you actually, it shows 456-249-2428.
Yeah, that is my old number. That is the old number. So that's why I was like, okay, well, because like I said, now that I'm actually getting into he doesn't know how to mess with it. He doesn't deal with it. But when you go, when I go to click in business information, it shows the 0707, and it shows mine. And then the email, it's still wrong. It's still the old one. I can change it right now. I'm looking. I mean, the changes, everything that's been going on with his website, it's me doing it. It's not nobody else.
Yes, the change to go ahead and to change the email is still on queue with our revisions team. Because what happens is that when we change email, we have to update all of your listings information as well.
I've done that. Like, I do it myself. Nobody does it for me. No, nobody's doing it. I am doing it. Because it's been on there for a minute, so I've had to go. Like, I literally called them a while back. And I told them about a week or so ago, I told them, I said, look, I no longer have that number. Can y'all put that 07? I said, until I get a new number and trying to get an actual local number. Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and this and that. And they never end up doing it. So I went in there myself and I started changing my own phone number and everything. So it's like, it don't bother me none because I'm here and that's what my dad has me for, is to watch his stuff and to help him get more jobs and this and that. But the truth is, he's not getting many leads. I'm going through it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hopefully, I'm hoping that with the web page updating and him getting his business cards, maybe that will help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers. But I don't know what to do about, that's why I was calling also to see what it is that we can do about getting him more leads. Does he have to upgrade a package we want to know if he's got a contract with y'all. I don't even think, he doesn't have a contract with y'all. I'm looking at it now. This isn't him. So really, if he were to go let go of things, there's nothing that he's saying he's breaching a contract. Because if you go, where is it? I found it out the other day. Let me see. Or this morning. We found it this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude if I'm being rude. You just tell me, shut up.
It's okay. I totally understand where you're coming from.
It's because this is my dad, and then I'm trying to show him I can do this because he worries about losing it to me. And he's like, because I don't want you to worry. And then I want to let y'all know, you know, Angie's stealing your information, your web, your design.
Angie?
Yeah, they've already gone on yours, so now they're doing the phone calls like y'all recording them and let us talk. And then they're following y'all. I was like, oh, but I should have, when I started going on there and looking and messing with it, I told my dad, I said, look, he's like, what the heck? Let's see. Okay, so I think it was the one that we, okay, see, yeah, the terms and conditions that you told me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it and look, it tells you signed by who. And it's on May 16th, 2025.
Yes, I believe it was signed by, let me check again.
It's by Anna.
It was Anna actually who set up the account. That's why the contract was under her.
Yeah, and I mean the price is not bad what you're doing. Except for what you're charging him, it's not.
Would you be interested in doing some ads campaign? Like for example, the Google Verified campaign.
Okay.
Because we have ads.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have ads campaign that would help you generate more leads. So what the ads does is that you notice when you go ahead and search for, let's say, you search for contractor, and then you notice that there are businesses on top of the map section.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like businesses
the one paying ones.
I'm sorry, yeah?
It's like the ones that pay for a higher package, so they're coming first.
Yes, that is correct. So there are two different ads campaign that we can help you. One is the very top, which we call the Google Verified campaign. So that one is a pay-per-lead campaign. Basically, once you go ahead and complete the setup, you will be paying per lead. So depending on how many leads you get, that's the that's the amount as well that you will be charged for. Now, we put in a cap, for example, you don't want to go ahead and overspend $1,000, let's say. You
no,
want to
that's
keep
what
all
I was going to ask. Does the leads, the prices on the leads depend on the job?
There is,
okay, so
there
yeah.
Let me, I can go ahead and give you like the estimate possible, price per lead.
Okay, so then I'm going to tell you, like, Angie's really copying y'all then because they just started doing it because Angie wouldn't do that. They have, and what we had were with them is we would pay a monthly for like 5 to 10 leads, a monthly price, and then that was it. He would get those leads, but it wasn't a sure thing. So now they have it to where about 4 or 5 days ago, they updated their system and they're doing like you're saying now, they're charging besides the leads that he was supposed to get per month. They want to charge a different amount for each lead that comes in after that.
Not really like for each lead because we have like, for example, cost per lead with your service, it could be from $26 to $39. Let's say it's $39 fixed. So depending on how many leads that you get charged $39 for that, for each lead.
So it doesn't range up more than 100, but it's still like if you're paying a monthly If we're paying a monthly subscription, why pay for extra leads? And also because of the fact that he's not getting the leads he should be getting.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, with your current subscription, we have here the local SEO, we have Facebook ads. Now, basically for the one that you're paying, it's actually broken down into two different campaigns. One is the Facebook ads, which you're actually paying $100. And then another is the $149 for your SEO. Now, SEO is basically focused on your listing in the Google Maps section.
Yes.
So that's where the different placement is. The ones that on top of the map section, those are the people that are actually paying for ads campaign. With the subscription that we currently have for you, we are doing the SEO for the map section.
Okay, so how much more is the other subscription that gets him more leads?
Okay. Now, like I said, we have two different ads campaign. One is the Google Verify, which I would highly recommend because it is a campaign that we have seen that really works because you will be paying per lead on that one. And Google is very strict on that one. So they make sure that the businesses that they are going to be suggesting are legitimate business. So there's more confidence when it comes to customer selecting. They prefer Google Verified businesses. Now, for
this, because they think Google is like, because they to them it's more secure. Nobody's gonna get their information.
Exactly. Now, with Google Verified campaign, let me see here. Like I mentioned, $26 to $39. That would be the estimated cost per lead on your market. Now, we just need to make sure that there you have an insurance.
She didn't finish everything. Like I had to come in and finish his profile and add more pictures and add more stuff because that's when she passed away.
Oh, I see. All right. But I see here insurance requirement as of the moment is not required, but it will be updated by end of general liability by end of year. If you'd like, how about this one? I can go ahead and transfer you over to our, because like I mentioned, Google Verified campaign is actually a premier campaign. So we have dedicated people that are actually like, working on it, I can transfer you over to our Google Verified expert. They can go ahead and further explain to you how Google Verified works.
It's not only how Google, I know how Google, like I said, I'm going to school, I know how Google Verified works already. It's just the fact that I'm worried about his lead. Like, I need to produce where he can get more jobs because first he doesn't like sitting around. He doesn't. He has it to where on, if you look on his page, he's off Saturdays and Sundays, which is not, he's not off. He finds something to do and I'm yelling at him, Dad, go rest. You work all week and you're busting your butt and you're here and there. You need to go rest. You don't. He takes advantage that I'm not there next to him because I'm all the way in Chicago. And he's over there.
Hi.
And, but he needs more. Besides that, he's the sole provider of the house. And now that she's gone, he's doing it all on his own. And that's where I came in because he called. We were talking, and that's where he brings me. And he goes, Mija, will you mind doing this for me? Because he can't do where it's the website. He can't do where he answers y'all and looks for leads and calls them and messages them, and then he has to go to the job site, look at the job, and do the estimate, come back, write the contract, and whatnot, then go get material and also go do the job. That's, he can't do that. And his agent couldn't do it.
Yeah, he really needs your
help. Yeah, so I'm focusing on over here and trying to get him and everything stability, because not only the websites and stuff, it's also at home, like everything. He just really went really down when his wife passed away. She was a really, really, really wonderful lady. Really wonderful lady. Like, she's my stepmother, but she was a blessing.
Aww.
She was. She changed my dad a lot. Yeah. But it hit him really hard, so that's why he got a little behind, and I'm trying to catch him up and fix things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want him paying for stuff that it's not going to do him no good or isn't working. It's mm-hmm. just like saying he's throwing, like I told him, it's saying he's throwing money outside and burning it in a bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, I see a couple leads here and there, but not as much. And it's just weird to me. And I was like, okay, so we're paying this much, but for what?
Mm-hmm. I am actually reviewing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to mm-hmm. look you off the wind. Because I when I got on it, I started going backwards. I started mm-hmm. going from lead way behind. That he was that was already from a month to 2 months. Lucky some of these leads that he some of the people that he's working for now is leads that he had from a month ago, 2 months ago. That they still didn't get their project done and nobody answered them, so they still needed it done, and that's the lead he's doing on now. But the last one that he got, like, officially from y'all, let's see. He gets other platforms, and they're coming onto your page, and they're calling him, and he's going off on them like, oh, well, you're doing this to your company, so what makes you think it's not going to do it to us? So, yeah, he doesn't like the, he doesn't like none of that. But I see, like the three shop hair one that he's doing now, that was an old one. These wireless ones, I'm not like you. I sold them from all the platforms. I'm very honest. I don't care. All of these leads that come up, the Chinny Posey, Daniel Green, Del Green, the Tyler, he's not even a lead. He's an actual, he's looking for work. Nick, he's looking for work. I've spoken to all these people. He hasn't got one from y'all for a minute. The Matthew one, he's looking for work. He hasn't gotten really any new leads from y'all.
I understand. Would you be interested to go ahead and hear more about the Google Verified campaign?
The thing is, because the thing is, I don't want, like, I'm not going to make him commit to another deal and another contract when, I mean, even though he doesn't have the first one and it's under her name, that, like I told him, if it's under her name, you don't like it or I don't like it because he says me, because I'm the one messing with it. That means he can actually get out of it and there's nothing that can be done because it's not under his name. It's under her name, so there's not really much y'all can actually do if you press it, but he's not trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that. I actually like your page. It's just that I want you to show more work or something because I'm not going to go get another, I'm not going to go upgrade and they're not even giving me much now. So what made that? I mean, I can't know because I'm not going to make him pay more for something we're not getting. But I do want to stay with y'all. So I'll talk to them. And if it's not a high price or anything like that, yes, fine. Or if they can at least, hey, give us like a week or 2 weeks to try to see if we're getting leads and things like that. And then, yes, I would actually let him commit to it and let him sign it. And do a whole new contract. And actually his name.
Mm-hmm. Now, I went ahead and reviewed as well your listing placement for general contractors. You actually ranked number one, even with four reviews. So I will go ahead and check in with our team what other ways we can actually improve. But I'll go ahead and check on the other areas as well. This is to ensure that we have good placement as well in the other areas and not just in BOAS. So mm-hmm. I'll have our Google team check on that one.
Yeah, and because then, it got down to where there's a lead that was 2.5 hours away. And he's willing to take that lead just because of the fact that he's not getting it. And that's because I'm not, like, this is, I'm very honest. That's because I'm not going to lie to you. I stole that lead.
Mm-hmm.
I went to another platform and I actually stole that lead when I seen how old, because he wants when I see what the job work he wants and it's a big job, I was like, okay, so I convinced the man to come to Splash. I convinced him and told him, oh, well, we have a website, we have a page, and it's on Local Splash, and mm-hmm. you come sign up over here and mm-hmm. look for us on there, and that's what he did. I'm not saying mm-hmm. who did, but he asked what he did. So I'm actually stealing customers for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him to pay me.
Thank you so much. So, okay, but, would you still be interested? But anyways,
yeah.
What I will do is that I'm going to go ahead and, like I've mentioned, I'm going to go ahead and have our team go ahead and work on your, we'll check on your placement or ranking on the other locations. We'll work on improving them so we can get you more leads. People can go ahead and see you in these locations. And then second, I would also request if you could kindly continue collecting reviews. See, we have 40 for the business. So if you have more, that would be perfect because Google, that's one of the things Google actually checks.
Yeah, I'm actually getting people now. Like I said, I'm going back. I'm actually going back and getting even customers that he's done himself. Like he's done a deck and a porch for a neighbor and one of the church fellows. So I'm actually even getting in contact with his actual own company, his actual customers himself, and getting them to go on local and gonna post. But it's been a lot of people now, you know how it is, and everybody's doing everything online and on the phone. So I'm waiting for his QR code and his business card so they can just go scan the QR code.
Okay. And then, so that's going to be my plan for you. And then, would you be interested in learning more on Google Verified campaign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll go ahead and transfer you over to our team, okay?
Thank you, love. And thank you for being so nice and patient.
Hey, no problem. So let me just go ahead and...
My daddy says I'm a headache.
It's okay. I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. Of course, you are paying actually for leads, and we all wanted to make sure that, you know, you are busy with customers, so that's our aim. So as much as, like, we go ahead and, like, find what are the better solutions or what are the other things that we can do for you to help you, we'd be happy to go ahead and show it to you. Anyway, let me just go ahead and check in with my team. Yes. And then language, English. Okay. Oh, wait, let me know.
I'm trying to do that. I'm going to do my nails at the same time. That'd be
Okay. And let me see. By the way, do you know already where to collect reviews from the dashboard or from the app? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, like I said, I've been tweaking with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And then I'll monitor closely on your account in regards to the changes of updating the email, and then also I did a screenshot already on like what happens when we click the SMS.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna send it over to our team. Okay, they just responded. Let me know. Let me go call back and tell me. Oh, okay. So Amy said, let's see. 10 minutes. Is that okay with you? They will call back in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. By chance, since I have you on the line, does it say also when they will have my webpage ready and the business cards, or is it still early?
Let me see. I do see here that there is a request to go ahead and redesign your website.
Yeah, we did that about 2 weeks ago, I think. And they said it was going to, when I talked to them last week, they made an appointment to update me and things like that. And so they called me, and she was like, oh, about another week, which was about 2 days ago. But I figured, so I'm wondering if they had said anything about the updates of the business card, the logo, because they're supposed to change the font on the logo. Because if you look at it, don't lie, tell me your very, very honest truth, it looks a little plain for the letters.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. Because they had his page And that's what I'm changing, the logo. That's why I'm changing a little bit of everything. Because his page was only focused on one age group, which was the older age group. And like I told him, I said, there's not only older people buying houses now. It's younger people. My daughter bought a whole house at 23, 24. I talked to a couple, even some of your representatives, and even some of your coworkers. When I talked to them, I've asked them when did they purchase their house. You have like four people that I've already spoke to that say that they purchased their house when they were in their 20s. So that's me doing the page. That's me because I want him to vary from different ages and to go that way he can expand more.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Okay, don't worry. I will monitor because today's already Friday, so I'll check again by next week to see if we have an update. But I'll go ahead and dash them just to let them know that you've made a follow-up as well on the website so they know you've asked for it as well.
Oh, they know I'm bugging. They're probably telling me. I want it. Hey, like, because, like, this is my baby because he's letting me, like, it has it in his phone number. If you read it, it has it. They're not to inform him of nothing. No business card, no sneak peek, no whoa logo, no nothing. He is not to know nothing until I look at it and I say, okay, buddy, look, this is my child. What do you think of your grandchild? So, yeah, this is me proving to my dad that he doesn't have to worry that I'll be okay. Because he, like I said, this he was supposed to be for my brothers, but they're not interested in construction. They're not interested in this kind of work. They have their career already done, and when he let me get a hold of the pages, I actually like it, and so that. And then we found out he found out I was going to school for it. So it's gonna be mine, and he doesn't want to worry, saying, "Okay, babe, I'm gonna leave you stuck." So I don't want him worrying. I want to show him with this web page and the help of the business cards and everything that he sees. Okay, she'll be okay.
That's so nice of you. But don't worry, I will help you, okay? I'll make sure that all the requests are done, and then, yeah, I'll keep you updated. I'll dash the website team, and then I'll reach out. We'll keep you updated by next week. I did saw here a note that Catherine actually noted to make sure to contact you if the website is ready. So that's definitely going to happen. But we will go ahead and keep on pushing on them to see if we can go ahead and, like, escalate this one and have it done as soon as possible.
Thank you. Like, I'm really grateful. I really do appreciate y'all being so kind and helpful and everything because some platforms, as soon as they get you signed and done, that they're okay, then you just want another paycheck. But y'all have been very helpful and been very, very, very insightful.
So
I've actually helped them still work too, so thank y'all.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. So don't worry, okay? Well, I'll give a deep dive on the account. I know there's still, like, we have another request about the recording, so I'm still going to go ahead and update you on that one next week. And then please expect the call from our team. I told them to contact you on your number because I wanted to, I told them that you are handling it. So to call you on your 708-879-6768 number.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Perfect.
Well, thank you. Very good. Thank you so much for being so patient and kind.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you so much. You too. Please enjoy your weekend as well. Okay. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.